Our story starts out in a small town north of Bethlehem after Jesus' birth. An old man is sitting at a bench in the town square watching the people and waiting to hear the latest news.
Extra, extra, hear all about it. Large numbers of people counted by Caesar Augustus' decree. Dead Sea Scroll are missing. King Herod upset at wise men from the east. Extra, extra, hear all about it.
Boy, come here. What is that you say?
I have found the latest news on the counting effort from the Caesar Augustus decree.
No! I know all about the decree from Caesar Augustus. I have already been counted. What is this about King Herod being upset? I like to see that the old goat who the king is upset. He's so evil and greedy.
Oh, that news. You can read all about it in my parchment. It only costs 2 shekels.
What? 2 shekels? That's terrible. When I was younger, it only cost 1 shekel.
Okay, I will buy one. Here are 2 shekels. Here you go.
Aha! It says here that 3 wise men from the east stopped at King Herod's palace to ask for directions to where the king of the Jews was born. King Herod's advisors told him that the baby was born in Bethlehem. So King Herod told the wise men to go to Bethlehem, find the baby, and then return to let him know where the baby was so that he could go and worship him too. However, the wise men never returned to the palace to tell King Herod where the baby was. Wow! That would make that old goat king mad. I would never trust him, as he taxes us on everything we do, and he is just a Roman puppet. Glad he is upset. Hello, shepherds. Where did you come from?
We are tending sheep over by Bethlehem.
We have great news. A Savior has been born who is Christ the Lord.
Please tell us all about it.
Now the birth of Jesus Christ took place in this way. When his mother Mary had been betrothed to Joseph, before they came together, she was found to be with child of the Holy Spirit. Her husband Joseph, being a just man and unwilling to put her to shame, resolved to divorce her quietly. But an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream, saying, "Joseph, son of David, do not fear to take Mary as your wife, for that which is conceived of her of the Holy Spirit, she will bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus, for he will save people from all their sins." As this took place to fulfill what the Lord had spoken by the prophet, "Behold, a virgin Mary shall conceive and bear a son, and his name shall be called Emmanuel."
What did all of that mean?
The angel told that Mary was going to have a baby who would be the Son of God. All of this was done in fulfillment of the ancient prophecy.
I remember that prophecy. The virgin will conceive and give birth to a son, and you will call him Emmanuel. And the name Emmanuel means God with us.
After the angel visited Mary and counted, the decree came down from Caesar Augustus, and everyone had to go to their family's hometown to be counted.
What was the reason for that?
Something to do about taxes, I am sure. Never knew a ruler who did not like more money.
Joseph took Mary to Bethlehem to be counted as he belonged to that house and line of David.
Thank you.
especially since Mary was expecting a baby.
When they got to Bethlehem, there was no room for them in an inn. The only place they could find was a lowly stable. It was while they were there at that time that it came time for the baby to be born. She gave birth to her firstborn, a son. She wrapped him in cloths and put him in a manger.
Thank you.
go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened."
So we hurried up and found Mary and Joseph and the baby, who was lying in a manger exactly as the angel had told us. Now we are spreading the good news about what has been told us concerning this child.
All who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds had said to them.
What did they name the baby?
They named him Jesus, which means the Lord saves.
Thank you.
Thanks very much, Don.
Thank the children and the parents for bringing them. We really enjoyed it working, you know, with them, and it's been fun. And as you can tell, I think they had some fun with it too, so it's been good. Thank you for coming.
Thank you very much.
Thanks very much, Don. Any announcements from anyone?